This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, and from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Gary Holt. Joining me in Santa Clarita, California, is our co-host, Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. I'm so happy to be joining you this morning.
We missed you last week.
I know. I'm so sorry when that happens, but we've had some craziness out here.
Well, you have, and talking about craziness, tell us how the fire situation is there around Santa Clarita and L.A.
Absolutely. Well, when I finally got to bed last night, it seemed that the latest news was the fire was about 45% contained, and it has really moved away from populated areas, which is such a good sign, and unfortunately, though, into the Los Angeles National Forest, which various parts of now, I understand, are closed to the public. We've had a phenomenal response to the firefighter community and hotshots and 3,000 firefighters or more. That all began really last Friday afternoon, and it's just been, planes in the air and men and women on the ground and a heroic effort to get this fire away as much as possible from structures and from people's lives. There were some homes lost, unfortunately, but considering the size of this fire, the temperatures, the high wind, everything that we had going on, it's a tremendous blessing that more of us were not impacted. But we got ash in the air and smoky skies and, teary-eyed eyes and little coughs and, we're very much impacted by the atmosphere of the smoke, tremendous smoke.
Well, you really are. And of course, we've fire season started a little bit early this year, and it's at California and Colorado and Kansas, and will continue to be a problem through the fall. So our prayers are for everybody affected by these fires, and we're just so grateful for these volunteers and for the professionals that are out trying to keep these things controlled and save people's lives and homes and property. And so glad to hear that it's getting contained out there, and hopefully in the next week it will be much, much better. Much, much better.
Well, it'll run out of fuel eventually.
It will. It will.
Then you just don't really want the rain, because then you have the mudslide. When we lose all the vegetation, then you've got this other problem. But anyway, we'll deal with that another season.
That's true. That is true. Well, you can always move to Tennessee, so that would take care of that.
Sure.
Hey, we've got a little day in music. This day in music, a couple of interesting little things that I wanted to share with our audience today. On July 28th in 1954, Elvis Presley held his very first press interview back in 1954. And that was a little paper in Memphis, Tennessee that did that interview. And then you remember Roy Orbison?
Yes, I sure do.
Back in 1960,
yeah.
His hit Only the Lonely hit number one, 1960. And it's interesting. I used to drive into Nashville to an office that I had there, and I would go through Hendersonville, Tennessee. And quite often, and it was usually him passing me, occasionally I passed him, but he had this little red Mercedes convertible and those big, thick glasses that he wore. And it was, so that was so cool. But that was back in 1960, and the song was Only the Lonely. And then in 1973 in Watkins Glen, New York, they held their summer jam, 1973. And they had 600,000 people that attended that. And in that concert were the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead, and the band. And then in 2014, a very special lady, one of my favorite performers, Linda Ronstadt, was honored at the White House with the National Medal of the Arts. And that was a very special moment for her, since she couldn't attend the April induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame due to her limited travel ability because of her Parkinson's disease. And one of my favorite performers and one of my favorite albums is the trio album that she did with Dolly and Emmy Lou.
Yeah, that is everybody should have that in their musical library.
Great. But anyway, that was back in 2014, and of course Parkinson's is very close to my heart because of my brother having Parkinson's. And so that is this day in music history for July the 28th. And we have a great show lined up today. Who's our guest joining us today?
We will be speaking with a wonderful performer, Liz Masterson.
All right, we're looking forward to talking with Liz. Liz, she has such a great voice, such a talented lady, and a very interesting lady. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to talking with her in just a moment. But right now, we have to thank our sponsors for the Campfire Cafe, and this show is made possible by the sponsors in the general store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, and by our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches for the finest riding destinations in North America. Be sure and visit our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches, and then we have new sponsors in our equestrian property section. So if you're looking for your home on the range, a horse property or farm or ranch, be sure and visit them. Our equestrian properties, and you'll find all of these sponsors on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So when we come back, we're going to be traveling to the great state of Colorado and enjoy visiting with Liz Masterson. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Where the cattle grazed under Colorado skies, the tumbling creeks of the Spanish peaks, tales both old and wise. If you learn to love these mountains, you never will depart. If your heart's in Colorado, Colorado's in your heart. Then a lady fair who lived out there, and this cowboy fell in love. I held her tight by a campfire bright under blazing stars above. Pledged my love forever and vowed I'd never part. My heart was for this woman for my heart.
Under azure skies where the eagle flies is where I long to ride. Down the wooded slopes with the dreams and hopes and sweetheart by my side. The streams and the trails and the mountain vales are the paths I long to roam. Where the hawk flies free is a place for me. In my Colorado home.
But a young cowboy full of life and joy has a need to wander far. So I rode away on a piebald gray led by the morning star. I pushed that gray down Texas way where the cattle trails all start. My heart was for me only, just I was in my heart. So I rode those trails to the hitching rails of that rugged, lonesome land. Danced all night, I drank and fight, cause I could not understand why I found no peace, no sweet release, and by morning I'd depart. My heart was lost and lonely, lonely was my heart.
Under azure skies where the eagle flies is where I long to ride. Down the wooded slopes with the dreams and hopes and sweetheart by my side. Streams and the trails and the mountain vales are the paths I long to roam. Where the hawk flies free is a place for me in my Colorado
course to the mountains I did ride. My love so fair was awaiting there on the slopes of the great divide. We'll always be together, never more to part. My heart's in Colorado, Colorado's in my heart.
Under azure skies where the eagle flies is where I long to ride. Down the wooded slopes with the dreams and hopes and sweetheart by my side.
streams and the trails and the mountain vales are the paths I long to roam. Where the hawk flies free is a place for me in the Colorado home. Where the hawk flies free is a place for me in the Colorado home. Colorado, Colorado, Colorado.
Well, we're going to saddle up and head to Colorado, and tell us, Bobby, about this young lady we're going to be talking with.
Our guest today is Liz Masterson, a Denver native and award-winning singer. She began performing Western music in 1982 and was quickly recognized as a trailblazer for the revival of this art form. A founding board member of the Western Music Association, Liz Masterson's roots run deep and true in the cowboy culture. Her distinctive singing voice, yodeling, and sense of humor has won her national acclaim as she tours the country as a solo performer and teacher of the traditional art forms of yodeling, swing, and Western music. Liz was named the 1998 Western Music Female Performer of the Year and also received the Patsy Montana Cowgirl Award in 2000. Today we'll be featuring songs from her new 8th album, Mood Swings, an eclectic assortment of 11 songs that express her broad musical interests, including cowboy, blues, swing, Celtic, and yodeling. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe the songbird of the sage, Liz Masterson.
Good morning, Liz.
Well, good morning, Gary and Bobby. Nice to see you on the radio.
You know, by the way, I meant to tell you how great your makeup looks today.
Well, thank you. I really, my teeth worked really hard. Hair and makeup today.
Oh, gosh. I got so tickled the other day. You sent an email and said I'll get up early enough to get my hair fixed and my makeup on. So I thought, well, that's pretty cute.
That was a joke, actually.
I know. Of course, a friend of mine out in Reno, Eddie Floyd, told me that his wife told him that he had a face that was perfect for radio.
Oh, yes. Love that.
Yeah. I like that. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun introducing some of our audience to you. And, of course, we've got a lot of folks that are already big fans. But it's always interesting to find out a little bit about the backstory of our guest. And
all right.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, it's kind of unusual. We don't have a lot of guests that are on the show that are living where they were born. And so tell us a little bit about your family and growing up.
Well, after listening to that great song by the Sons of the San Joaquin, why wouldn't everybody want to live in Colorado? My gosh, it's a place. You know, if you don't mind the snow, but we don't. So, yeah, I was born in Denver, and my grandparents and my mom were from Wyoming, and my dad was from his family was from Texas, but he was born in Denver. So, anyway, I grew up here for the first 3 years, and then we moved to Dallas, and that's where I learned to talk. I was there from ages 3 to 8, so I learned to talk in Texas. And so, you know, when I'm fixing to do something, it's because I was learning to talk in Texas. and I love Texans. They're great. And then I moved back to Colorado and went to East High School, the same high school that Judy Collins had gone to. I think she graduated about 7 years ahead of me. But she came to my junior class and did a fundraiser for our junior class because her brother went there and he was in our class. And I remember sitting in the auditorium at East High School and just being mesmerized by Judy Collins and, you know, thinking, wow, someday I would like to be able to do that, you know, sing for a bunch of high school kids. But, no, he was a huge musician. And then I went to Colorado State University hoping, first I wanted to be a veterinarian, and then I didn't have the science chops, so I thought, well, I could marry a veterinarian. But that happened. But I did have a time at CSU, and you know, and I got to take a horsemanship and riding class because I was a PE major, and So yeah, it was a great time. But anyway, I've lived in Colorado most of my life. I did a little stint in San Francisco and lived on a Hereford ranch in Wyoming for a while. But mostly Denver and Boulder I've lived, and I love it here.
Yeah, well, Denver is a beautiful state, and such a variety of things to see and do in Colorado. It's kind of interesting. We've spent a lot of time in Colorado the last month with our different guests, and so much musical talent.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's an incredible community, and it's a very loving and supportive group of musicians that I know here. So they're just the best. I love them.
Well, Bobby, jump in there.
Tell us about, have horses been a part of your life, Liz?
Well, they sure have. I loved horses as a kid, as do most little girls, it seems. But I rode every chance I got. I had no fear of horses whatsoever. And then when I was in, I guess, junior high, I took lessons for a few years and did that up until my parents said I had to choose between horseback riding and skiing. I couldn't do both, so I went on to become a skier. And but I've always loved horses, and really wanted to have one. But you know, living in the city, it's pretty hard unless you're lucky like Gary, where you get to wake up every morning and look at your own. The idea of having to board one across town and seeing it once or twice a week, you know, that wasn't so great. But so I rode off and on, mostly on, for years, and then kind of went through a spell where I didn't know anybody with horses, and I just didn't ride for a while, and I kind of thought maybe my riding days are over. And then when I got into Western music in the early 80s, I started, you know, hanging out with a bunch of ranch people, and so I got to start riding again, and that was really fun. So horses have always been important to me. One of my best riding experiences was about I think I did 5 years of riding on the Bell Ranch in New Mexico, which is this spectacular country and very rugged. And so I would be on these trail rides for like 4 days and, you know, riding every day. And, oh, man, it was just great. Just great.
Well, horses have a special place in my life, as with most of our listeners out there. And we're going to talk more about your horse experience in just a moment. But I want to jump right into a song, and the first one that we want to do is a beautiful song from the Mood Swing CD called Spring Cleaning, and it's a fun song. You want to tell us a little bit about this one?
Well, I heard it at a wonderful music camp that I taught at called the Augusta Swing Week in Elkins, West Virginia, and a good friend of mine, Wendy Bourne, sang it with her trio, Girls from Mars, and I just loved it. Then found out Louis Armstrong had sung it, and then it turns out it was written, I should have known this, but it was written by these guys that I just love, Samuels, Whitcup, and Powell, and they wrote so many great songs. And so anyway, they were a wonderful team, but it's a really great little song that was kind of my mantra, that I thought if I sang this song enough, I could get my house cleaned up. Or it hasn't really happened. Great song.
All right. Well, let's inspire people for some summer cleaning right now. Let's listen to Spring Cleaning, and it's from the CD Mood Swings. We're talking with Liz Masterson in Denver, Colorado on the Campfire Cafe.
I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake off the trees, change the scene again, spring cleaning. Getting ready for love. I'll sweep back the nook, down a lover's lane, turn on the brook, make it run again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Wipe off the wintry bower, rinse them off with April showers, cover them with fragrant flowers. Under the sky, like we used to do, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. run again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Wipe off the wintry bowers, rinse them off with April showers, cover them with fragrant flowers, and shine up the silvery moon. Cause you and I, we have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do. Spring cleaning, getting ready for spring cleaning, getting ready for spring cleaning, getting ready for love.
I guess I'm ready to get to work on my house now.
You're always ready for love, aren't you, Gary?
Well, sometimes that could be the case. That could be the case. But anyway, you know, let's talk, Liz, let's talk a little bit about your musical influences and your growing up, because you had a musical family, didn't you?
Well, my mom was a really good singer. She sang in a big band, swing band, in college. And, you know, long before I came along. But she always was just singing around the house. And both my parents had a really fabulous collection of records. And they played records all the time. And they were things like Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Mills Brothers, Ink Spots, mixed in with the Sons of the Pioneers, Patti Page. And I kind of grew up just hearing all kinds of great music and not really putting it in categories. Oh, they also had a lot of Dixieland music. And so there was this stack of eclectic music playing all the time. And so I kind of grew up just liking good music and not really too worried about what category it was in. So that was kind of fun. But then when I was in school, I mean, oh, this is funny. In junior high, I was in the music class, and once a week the teacher would let us choose a song to sing out of our book, and I would always shoot my hand up and request Streets of Laredo, and I can remember my classmates doing this group groan like, oh, not again, but I just loved Streets of Laredo, you know, when I was in junior high. So one of my other big influences was my family was from Wyoming, so we would have these family reunions up outside of Cody, and I had an aunt and uncle that were real good singers, and they also played clarinet and saxophone, and then my mom was a great singer, and my brothers, so we would sit around and sing. So as a kid, I knew all the words to Ragtime Cowboy Joe and Let the World Go By and Ghost Riders in the Sky. So, you know, I've been singing cowboy songs since I was a kid. I didn't
well,
know
that's
how
pretty
hip-
cool. Yeah. Didn't know how hip you were at the time. Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think you told me you kind of traveled back and forth from Texas to Colorado, and you have twin brothers.
I do. My twin brothers, Ed and Fred.
And so you guys kind of, you had to do something while you were traveling.
Well, yeah, for my mom to keep us from fighting in the back seat, she'd help us sing work out the parts to the Sons of the Pioneers songs, especially Cool Water. That was one of our big ones. And we had this is before cars had air conditioning, so we had an ice chest full of Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper probably, and an ice chest, and we would dunk our shirts in the ice chest and then put them on wet and roll down the windows and sing Cool Water.
What a great story!
Well, it pulls you down.
That is great. That is great. Well, did you and your brothers ever sing together as you got a little older?
No, not except only at parties, you know. And they're still good singers. At least I haven't seen my brother Fred. He lives in Texas, and I haven't seen him to sing with him for a while. But it's been, you know, at least 10 years since I've seen him. So. But my brother Ed, you know, we will sing a little at parties. He'll chime in on things. And he used to play the banjo, and I remember him and his friends singing Kingston Trio songs around the kitchen table. And I know that must have been a big influence on me, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to get in another song real quick, and then we want to talk a little bit more about how you got started performing, and you've got a cool story to tell about that too. But let's listen to another one from the CD Mood Swings, and it's called Brain Cloudy Blues, and we'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Liz. We may even find out more about this song when we come back. We'll be right back.
My soul is upside down. My brain is cloudy and my soul is upside down. When I get that low down feeling, I know the blues must be someplace around. Well, you gotta treat me right, honey, day by day. Get out your little prayer book, get down on your knees and pray. You're gonna need my love, you're gonna need my love someday. And you're going to be sorry you treated me this way. And now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying, gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. You're gonna need my love, you're gonna need my love someday. And Lord, you're gonna be sorry you treated me this way. You treated me this way. Brain Cloudy.
Brain Cloudy Blues, and that's from the CD Mood Swings. You know, we're going to have to start live streaming some of these shows. People, I'm sure people would get a real kick out of watching me while I'm listening to this music. I'm just sitting here just nodding in rhythm to this. That's a great song.
Isn't that a great tune?
Yeah,
Tommy, Tommy Duncan of the Bob Wills Band wrote that, and that's where I first heard him sing. That's who I first heard sing it, and then I heard Merle Haggard sing it, and I said, man, I got to have this song in my repertoire. What were you going to say, Gary?
No, I was just going to ask how you happened to pick this one out for the CD, but I think you're telling us right there.
Well, I've always loved it, and then for 25 years I taught at swing camps for adults. I told somebody once, I said, adult music camps, and they said, wow, what do you mean by adult music? And I went, oh, no, that's not what I mean. It's not like adult. It's just music camp for adults who then act like children. We run around and shirts and flip-flops and stay up all night and sing and play and take classes during the day and then jam at night. And by Wednesday, students are usually pretty glassy-eyed. They're kind of glazed over. And so I always would teach that song on Wednesday because it's, a good 12-bar blues. And you can kind of get in the pocket with it. But Brain Cloudy just sort of summed up how we felt by Wednesday. And after three nights of staying up, way too late.
I can relate to that one. I can relate to that one. Well, listen, tell us, when did you start with your music? Because you had an interesting story about your college. You did. You were in a stairwell.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to let you. Yeah.
So
tell us when you got started.
Okay. In high school, at East High School, I was in the concert choir and then the show choir called the Angel Airs. And so I knew I could sing, but I never wanted to try for a lead in the musicals. I would always try for the chorus because I guess I was kind of shy. So then in college at CSU, we had this dorm that had a glass stairway, and the acoustics in there were just fabulous. So I would take my songbooks and where I'd written down words to Ian and Sylvia songs and Judy Collins and Joan Baez songs, and I'd go sit out in the stairwell at CSU dorm and sing and play the guitar, trying to sing and play at the same time, which is harder than it sounds. But some of my dorm mates would come out and say, "Oh my gosh, we thought this was a record." I said, "What?" And they said, "Boy, you have a good voice." And that was the first encouragement that I accepted. I mean, my choir teacher told me I should try for a lead, but I never had the courage. So I think it was those college dorm mates that sort of encouraged me to, you know, go out and sing a little more, but I didn't do it for a long time. I think I was 35 when I first started singing solo.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, I would always sing people and harmonize, but or sing lead, but I, you know, I made a kind of a late in life career change, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, when did you get started singing with the different bands? You played with several different bands.
Oh, I've played with quite a few bands. I think I told you yesterday I got fired from my first band after one gig because
tell that story.
Well, I won't say the name of the band because there's a band in Colorado that's really good with the same name, but it was just a little hobby band and in about 1981, I guess. And we were playing this little park, and the bass player had brought me on because she said, you know, we don't really have anybody with any stage presence or can sing lead, so I think we really need you in the band. And I said, okay. So I came along and did the gig, and the band leader got upset because I was on the payroll, everybody only got $60 instead of $75. So he said, she's got to go. And so, you know, I took that as one door closing and another door opening. So it wasn't long after that I went to hear a group that did Western music. They were called Horse Sense, and they, God, they were great, a duo. And I just loved what they were doing because they were kind of showing the educational, telling stories about the songs, and they were just great. So I ended up becoming real good friends with them and then went on the road with them. For about a year and a half, I was in the Horse Sense band, and they opened me up to a whole new side of where you can perform, besides bars or at Red Rocks, which is really all that I'd seen music. But the whole cultural center, museums, schools, colleges, festivals, you know, we did it all, and that was really a great experience. And so then after that, I was hooked, and then shortly after that, I got to know Patsy Montana. I went out to California and met her, and then not long after that, we did a show at a little place back east called the Smithsonian.
So, yeah, a little place.
Yeah, so the guy firing me a year before actually turned out to be a really good thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so he was jealous of having missed out on that extra $15 and lost a great... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But sometimes things just happen for the best, and it sure did this time.
Well, it sure did.
There is another song that I want to get to. When we start this, when people are going to recognize the melody. Ashokan Farewell. Tell us about this one.
Great.
You want to tell us about this one?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Well, a lot of people even think it was written during the Civil War. But it was written by Jay Unger, and it was in the Ken Burns documentary, The Civil War, and it was throughout the whole song, you'd hear it. So people know this melody, and most fiddle players love it. And the funny thing about it is Jay never wrote it as a song. It was always written as a tune. And he and his wife, Molly Mason, run this fabulous adult music camp in the Catskills called Ashokan Fiddle and Dance. And Jay wrote this tune as a final waltz for wrapping up the wonderful week of dancing and music under the stars. And so he wrote it as a farewell waltz. And then two people have submitted lyrics. A lot of people have submitted lyrics that he's rejected. But he did accept one set of lyrics about the Civil War that Gene Prescott has recorded. And then he accepted this set of lyrics about, get this, falling in love at music camp. And having this wonderful time with somebody and wondering if you're ever going to see him again. And that's really what the song is about. But it's a really difficult, it's a challenging vocal. So there you go. But it's a beautiful, beautiful tune, and I hope you like it.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Ashokan Farewell, and we'll be back with Liz Masterson in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
In the sky above Ashokan, the pines and the willows, no soon will part. There's a whisper in the wind of promises unspoken and a love that will always remain in my heart. My thoughts will return to the sound of your laughter, the magic of moving as one. And a time will remember long ever after, the moonlight and music and dancing our time.
Beautiful, beautiful song, and
it is, isn't it?
It is, and I always enjoy that medley when I'm watching a rerun of the Ken Burns documentary on the Civil War. It's amazing. It's amazing how much of an influence that Celtic music had on all genres of music, beginning back here in the East and then traveling west to the Western music. That is absolutely a lovely song and a great performance on that. So,
well, thank you.
Bobby, you had a
yes.
good question that you said you wanted to ask.
I did, because I have a great love for the Western Music Association, the WMA. It's an honor to be speaking to one of the founding members. I'm always interested in hearing about the kind of history and how the heck did the group get started, Liz?
Wow. Well, that's a great question. A lot of people thought we all thought we were kind of alone doing Western music, and then a guy named Bill Wiley, who was a good friend of the Sons of the Pioneers, made a bunch of phone calls and got people to come to Las Vegas, Nevada in August of 1988. And I was one of the people he called, and I just couldn't get my mind around it. He said he's got all these people coming and nobody's getting paid. We're all paying our own expenses. And I thought, what is this? I didn't understand what he was even talking about. And then, and I had a gig, a week-long gig, so I said, I really can't go. And then he said, well, Rex Allen's coming. And I said, Rex Allen? Rex Allen Sr.? And he said, yeah. And I said, let me make some phone calls. And I changed I got my gig rearranged, and Sean Blackburn, my partner, he and I jumped on a plane and went out there and paid our own expenses to meet Rex Allen and all these other wonderful people that were doing Western music mostly all over the West. Riders in the Sky were there. Gary McMahon, the great yodeler from Colorado. Lon Hanna was there. He couldn't talk his dad and uncle into coming, but Lon was there, and that was really fun to meet him. And then all these chuck wagon groups from all over the West were represented. And then we all looked around and said, we need to form an association. So we did, and that was the beginning of the WMA, and we moved to Tucson because that's where the National Chuck Wagon Association had their jubilee or roundup or convention or whatever they called it. And so they were the week before us, and then we came to not ride on their coattails, but pick up the stragglers, I guess you'd say. But Tucson in the West, what a great place. So we were there for 18 mm-hmm. years. And so
interesting, yeah. And we, my husband and I were honored to receive the Bill Wiley Award last year, and I had read a little bit about Bill Wiley, but I didn't really get it until what you just shared. Oh my goodness, what a story!
Yeah, well, he was amazing, and he was a good friend of the Sons of the Pioneers, and he helped him out. And you know, like there was a time during the disco era, for instance, when Sons of the Pioneers were not as popular. And so, you know, I think Wiley was a real good friend to him, and he's been a great friend to Western music, and so that's why that award was set up for people like you that are, you know, not performers, but you do so much to keep Western music going. So thank you, Bobby Jean.
Oh, like I was telling you yesterday, it's our pleasure. it's just a pure blessing. That's fascinating. And then, so you've been with it from the very beginning. And you've seen things like the development of our youth chapter. If you were going to give some advice to somebody looking to get involved with Western music, Liz, what would you tell them to do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'd say join the WMA. And that youth chapter is just amazing. I was so knocked out. I wasn't there last year, but 2 years ago, I mean, I just sat and wept. I was just so touched by the number of kids and the extraordinary talent. And I'm thinking, oh man, I wish I could have gotten that good that young. But anyway, they're just wonderful. It's a great thing. And Jane Lesh, who lives here in Denver area, has been real active with that youth chapter. So a big wave to Jane.
That's great.
Hey, Jane. I'm waving at you.
and what do you perceive the direction? Is there any change in direction that we should do as an organization, or
You know, what can we do to get more chapters involved? We've got lots of states without chapters. I think it'd be fabulous to get encourage people that might even be listening. How could they get involved?
Well, that's a real good question. We've got a Colorado chapter here that's very active, and I'm embarrassed to say I'm not as involved with them as I want to be, and I hope to get more involved in the future. But this Colorado chapter, they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. And Susie Knight and Floyd Beard and Sandy Ray, and they're a small but mighty group. And I really don't know how they got started. I know that starting the WMA National chapter, I was in a board member for 6 years, and it was an incredible amount of work, just mm-hmm. enormous amount of work. And I don't have the strength to do it, to do that. But I encourage people to get involved, because I think the friendships you make and just getting the word out that there is such a thing called Western music. You know, I get so tired of every time I tell people I do Western music, they correct me and say, oh, yeah, you mean country Western.
You mean country, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I guess I don't really know what I do. Okay, it's pretty funny, but I mean, the fact that there are so few great programs like you know, the Campfire Cafe, people don't really realize that there is a category of really Western music, and not just old songs about the cattle drives, but all the great contemporary songwriters, you know, the Dave Stamies, the Joyce Woodsons. I mean, you know, the great songwriters that are talking about different aspects of the West. You know, it's a wonderful art form, and I'm happy
right.
to be a part.
Right.
Well, WMA is a great organization, and and thanks for being part of getting that started. And it's going to be interesting to see what the future holds for all these up and coming young folks that are in that. We got to get to another song.
Good.
This is another great song from the CD Mood Swings, and it's one called An Old Watermill. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, this is one I learned at Swing Music Camp, and I believe Sean brought it to the repertoire, my partner Sean Blackburn. But I think he probably learned it from Milton Brown and his musical Brownies. But it's an obscure, mm-hmm. Written in the 20s, and what I love about it is, and Bob Wills Band performed it too, but I don't think they sang the verses. I'm not really sure. Sean sang the verses, and that's where I learned them. But for you musicians out there, and you know who you are, what's really cool on the verse is it goes to a sharp 5 chord in the first A part, so it's pretty neat. But anyway, it's got 2 verses and a great chorus, so I'm glad you like Old Watermill.
All right, well, let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Liz in just a moment around the Campfire Cafe.
At the close of day, when everything is still, then I live in memory. Once again I stray beside a watermill, and the bygone days come back to me. There's an old watermill by a waterfall, and it holds something dear to my heart. It was there that I found someone dear to me. It was there that we drifted apart. It seemed like yesterday I heard him say, I love you,
I love you,
as the rippling water sang a lullaby,
lullaby.
There's an old watermill by a waterfall, where we'll meet in the sweet by and by. Thank you. rivers flow, my memory seems to go to the one I called my own. It's the same old stream where we both used to dream, but now I'm dreaming of him all alone.
Well, maybe not.
Well, there's an old watermill by a waterfall, and it holds something dear to my heart. It was there that I found someone dear to me. It was there that we drifted apart, and it seemed like yesterday I heard him say, I love you, dear. As the rippling water sang a lullaby, a lullaby. Well, there's an old watermill by a waterfall, where we'll meet in the sweet by and by.
Boy, I love this one. This is a great song. This is the old watermill. Yeah, this is great. You know, you'd mentioned just...
Do you know Molly O'Brien, Tim O'Brien's sister? She's singing the harmony, and she lives just 6 blocks away from me. So it's a great community.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, you live in kind of the older part of Denver, which you mentioned yesterday has become a real trendy part of the town. And,
sure has.
Yeah, I bet it's
I
a little artsy.
I live in an area called Berkeley Park, and I live in a 1923 house, and a lot of the houses around here were built between 1906 and 1940. So it's a sweet, real close-knit neighborhood. It's really great.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, you had mentioned a little bit earlier that you just didn't quite have the strength, and for a lot of your friends, they're aware of the fact that you've been busy beating cancer.
Yes, and I sure have.
Tell us a little bit about how you're doing.
Okay, well, in 2012, I was diagnosed with advanced ovarian cancer, and I'm all about trying to raise awareness on this dreadful disease. But I had surgery and three different types of chemo, and after each one, I had a recurrence, so I was not doing well. And last fall, I was in palliative care, which is kind of like end stage, making you comfortable. And I was on oxygen for 6 months, and I was literally circling the drain and getting my affairs in order. And then I got tested for this gene mutation, BRCA gene mutation. Turns out I have it, which is why I'd had recurrences, and I'm now on a new treatment, and I've responded amazingly well. I'm off oxygen. You can read the whole story on my blog. It's www.caringbridge.org/visit/Liz Masterson, one word. And anyway, I've been writing on it for the last 4 years, but I am just doing amazingly well. And I want to thank everybody for all their prayers that are combined with medical science, and it's just a miracle. I'm doing great. My tumor marker is full range, yeah, so I'm doing great.
Well, that is great, because I'm sure going to look you up when I get out to Colorado. So
good. Thanks for the warning.
Expect to see you kicking out there, but you're going to have your hair and your makeup done. So I'll do the same. I'll do the same. Well, we're going to get in another song, and this is one everybody's going to recognize. This one, it's a great song called "It Had to Be You," and it is from the CD Mood Swings, and we're going to come back and visit a few minutes more with Liz on the Campfire Cafe, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, try to be false, but they wouldn't do. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Swings, it had to be you, Liz Masterson.
So, Liz, tell our audience how they can learn what's going on with you and your tour schedule and your music. What's your website?
Well, my website is easy, at least for me. It's my name, www.lizmasterson.com. And Masterson, Masterson spelled just like Bat Masterson.
Right, with an S-O-N ending. And are you on Facebook?
I am. I'm not as active as I should be. I don't know how people do it, but, yeah, I do have a Facebook page, and I hope to get more involved with it. It's a great tool.
And what's coming up next for you?
Well, I've got some pretty fun things. Next Wednesday night in the Douglas County Fair south of Denver in Castle Rock, on Wednesday, August 3rd, they're running a herd of cattle down Main Street, which is my kind of fun. And then it's going to end in a place called Festival Park, and I'm going to be there. I put together a Western variety package of, I got a six-piece band, and we got two fabulous cowboy poets, Susie Knight and Floyd Beard. And we're going to do Western music and cowboy poetry from 7 to 9. And then on Friday, I fly to Gillette, Wyoming for their county fair, and I'm going to MC and perform at a fiddle contest.
Oh,
and then
fun.
In September, mid-September, I go to Maryland and the D.C. area and Corning, New York to do some shows. So that'll be on my...
Oh, you're going to Corning. Are you going to the Western Museum there? Is there a Western Museum there?
I'm not sure. I know there's
a
Corning Glass Company that probably has a museum there, but I'm not sure what all we'll have time to do but blow in and do the show and hopefully see a little bit of scenery. It's a beautiful country up there.
It's beautiful there. It's been a while since I've been there, but that's a gorgeous area, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And is there another CD on the horizon?
Well, actually, there is. It's called Linger a While, produced by the incredible guitar player Mike Dowling. And I can tell you more about it later, but it's just gotten pressed, so I'm still overwhelmed. I'm still in shock. It's so beautiful.
Well, that means we're going to have you back for that one. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'd love to come back.
That will be a lot of fun. Well, this is a great CD. It's called Mood Swings. You can go to LizMasterson.com, keep up with her tour schedule. You can buy her music there. And you definitely want to get this CD and her other ones and watch for the new CD that's going to be coming out. So, Liz, you have been such a great guest, and we appreciate so much you visiting
well,
and sharing with us.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed being on the Campfire Cafe. Thank you both so much.
Look forward to having you back, and we're going to close this segment out with another great one from the CD Mood Swings. It's called Route 66. We'll be right back with Bobby Jean Bell in just a moment on the Campfire Cafe.
On Route 66, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kids on Route 66. It starts in St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is mighty pretty, you'll see. Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, King Man Bar, so San Bernardino. If you get hip to this timely tip, when you make that California trip, get your kick on Route 66.
Masterson's Route 66 from the CD Mood Swings, and Bobby, what a treasure she is.
Oh, wasn't that delightful? I'm so excited we got to speak with her.
Well, I've enjoyed having her on so much, and I know our audience has as well, and they're going to want to get this CD and her past CDs, and I'll be watching for the next one coming out. So, anyway, a lot of fun with Liz Masterson today on the Campfire Cafe, and you've got exciting things coming up in the Out West Concert Series tonight. Who's going to be joining you there?
Tonight we have Jerry Hall and Trick Shot. This will be really fun. This is a three-piece band. They're always a good time. SCVTV will be there to record it. And we have a nice size house. Seats are still available. So if you're listening locally, give us a call. It's 661-347-9700 and let us know you're coming. And I woke up early this morning to the smell of that wonderful chili that my husband's got going, and it'll be another great night.
All right. And they can visit your website as well if they need to get contact information, can't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's just www.scvoutwest.com, and you can get all the details.
All right. And do some shopping while you're there. That wouldn't be a
Absolutely.
Bad thing at all. Not
oh,
a bad
be a
thing
great
at all.
Thing.
Yeah. So who do we have joining us next week?
Next week we have Jack Hanna from Sons of the San Joaquin is going to be with us.
All right. So they're a legendary group, multi-award winning, and Jack is a very, very interesting fellow to talk with. So you don't want to miss that show. And then Saddle Up America is not going to air today because of some family things that are going on here. But we will be back with Saddle Up America next week. And Jim McGarvey, who is the executive director of Backcountry Horsemen of America, will be joining us. And I'm sure Jim will be bringing an interesting guest along with him as well. So you'll want to tune in next Thursday starting at noon for the Campfire Cafe, Saddle Up America at 1. And then don't forget Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale every Sunday morning starting at 9 o'clock Central. You can listen to all of the shows in our archive podcast and tell your friends about us. We'd love to have new audience members out there listening and sharing what we're doing here with Western music and with the wonderful world of horses. So let me get that out. But anyway, it's been a fun show. Always fun to have you with us. I'm glad to have you back. Look forward to next week. And it's always a great day out west. And it's always a great day when you join us on Equestrian Legacy Radio. We remind you, as we always do, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. And we'll close the show out today with some of my buddies, the Sawdust Brothers, and one of their great songs called Anywhere is Fine. Thanks for listening.
Track. True love left a hole, she ain't coming back. Get on down the road, get on down the line. I don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. Watch out where you're going, don't worry where you've been. Get on down the road, get on down the line. Don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. Get on down the road, get on down the line. Don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. Maybe San Antonio, Southeast Catahoula, everywhere is home.
So get on down the road, get on down the line. Don't care where we go, anywhere is fine. Don't care where we go, anywhere's fine. I don't care where we go, anywhere.
'Cause